This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hi AppleVis, this is Abby, and today's podcast is on the Looney Libs app. I am so excited to do this podcast. This is going to be so much fun. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the main menu first. Then I'm going to show you the Looney Libs menu, and then we'll pick a Looney Lib and get started. And I'm going to show you how to make one, and then I'll read it to you. I'm not going to go through all of them because that would be too long, but I will go through one of them, and we will see what sort of hilarity we come up with. So basically, Looney Libs is a Mad Lib app. And for those of you who don't know what Mad Libs are, basically you fill in the blanks with parts of speech. So nouns, verbs, adjectives, adverbs, and past tense verbs, past participle verbs. It's a great way to teach children their parts of speech, but it's also a great way to just have fun. So we are going to get started. So the first thing in the main menu is the name of the app.
Looney Libs.
Looney Libs.
Get started button.
We'll go in there in a second. The get started button is going to take us into the menu where we can choose a Looney Lib pack.
Achievements button.
The achievements button is going to tell us what achievements there are to complete.
View completed button.
And the last button in this menu is the view completed button. I completed one Looney Lib, but I deleted it from the view completed list, so now it says I don't have any completed. And I want to apologize for voiceover sounding a little bit loud and far away. I usually record these podcasts with my Braille Sense sitting on top of my Bluetooth keyboard, which is usually turned off, and I usually use the screen to swipe. But I need the keyboard in this demonstration because I need to type my answers. So, I guess I could have rolled the dice also. I'll show you that feature as well. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to the left, double tap get started, and we will get started.
Achieve Looney Lib. Looney get start. Get start. Select Looney Libs. Home. Back button.
Okay, the back button is going to take us out of here. So we're going to, this is a pack list where you can select a Looney Lib pack. There's only one pack that's free and it gives you 15 Mad Libs.
Select Looney Libs. Heading. Restore. Button.
That restore button is if you've purchased any of them. You can restore your purchases there.
Initial. 15 Looney Libs. Button.
Okay, the initial has 15 Looney Libs. So we're gonna go there. But the other packs are back to school, spring, winter, summer. And then at the very bottom
$0.99.
Is rhyme time. So.
Select. Restore. Initial. 15 Looney Libs. Button.
The initial pack is free. The rest of them are 99 cents each. So we're going to go to initial.
Initial. Select. Back button.
And now I'm going to swipe right to get through these and double tap on which one I want.
Select. Heading. Surprise me. Button.
Yeah, the surprise me button will pick a random one.
A day at the beach. New.
Okay, so they're saying that which ones are new.
A spooky Halloween. New.
It's not quite Halloween time yet. I won't do that.
The big game. New.
The big game.
Dear Santa. Boy. New.
Dear Santa.
Dear Santa. Girl. New.
Oh, dear.
Family reunion. New.
I want to do that one. Family reunion. So I'm going to double tap here.
Family reunion. Select. Back button. Family with done. Ding. Button.
Okay, the done button is dimmed. Once we fill out all the fields, we'll go back to the left and we double tap that done button to see our whole story. But first, we have to make it.
Food. Heading.
Okay, so our first blank is that we need a food.
Dice. Button. Heading.
Okay, each one of these fields has what's called a dice button, and what you do is you double tap that and they pick a random food or noun or whatever it is for you. So I am going to
food heading. Dot text field.
Double tap on this.
Double tap to edit.
Text field to enter my food.
Quick number.
And I'm gonna say pasta.
A. Quick adjective. Heading.
Okay, the next one is an adjective.
Die. Text field. Double tap to edit.
So you have to double tap on each of these text fields. It won't move you there automatically. So.
Insertion point at end. Quick na.
Adjective. Let's say weird.
Quick mode on trans text field is editing. Weird. Character mode. Mode of transportation. Heading.
Okay, mode of transportation.
Dice. Text field. Insertion point at end.
Let's quick say note. Car.
Boy's name. Heading.
Boy's name.
Text field. Insertion point at end.
So I'm just double tapping on each of these text fields. Each one of these has a dice, like I said. If you don't know, you can just roll the dice by double tapping the dice button and it'll pick a random one for you. Okay, boy's name. I'm going to say Daniel.
Quick nav off.
Yes, I know.
Quick nav. Friend's name. Heading.
Friend's name.
Text. Olymp. Text field.
Okay, those fields don't have dice rollers because they obviously don't know who your friends are, so they don't want you to roll the dice. They don't have a dice feature by the friend's name box because they want you to pick your own friend's name and not just a randomly generated name because they don't know who your friends are. So, friend's name.
Insertion point at end.
I'm gonna say to me.
Quick nav off. AI. Quick Olympic event. Heading.
Okay, Olympic event is one I'm going to use the dice feature for.
Dice. Button. Dice. Heading.
So I just double tapped on the dice and they rolled it, and let's see what they filled it in.
Curling. Text field.
Curling. Okay.
Time. Heading.
You can change that if you want. But.
Dice. Button. Text field.
Now we're on time.
Insertion point at end.
I'm going to say noon.
Quick nav off. Last name. Heading. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Let's put in Smith.
Insertion. Quick nav off. Olympic event. Heading. Dice. Button.
Okay, another Olympic event, so let's roll the dice again.
Dice. Heading. Ice hockey. Text field.
Ice hockey, okay.
Adjective. Heading.
You can still change it even after you've rolled the dice. Okay, now an adjective.
Dice. Text field. Insertion.
Let's say cold.
Quick nav off. Girl's name. Heading.
A girl's name.
Text field. Insertion.
I'll say, let's see, girl's name. Girl's name. Why is this so difficult? I should just pick a girl's name and be done with it. I guess I'll use my name.
Quick nav off.
Abby.
Olympic event. Heading.
Another Olympic event.
Dice.
I'm gonna roll the dice then.
Skeleton.
And I got skeleton. What?
City. Heading. Text field. Insertion point at end.
Okay, city. I'm gonna say Chicago.
Quick nav off. Quick number. Heading. Dice. Button.
Let's get a random number. Dice.
Dice. Heading. 856.
Holy cow, we got 856. Okay.
856.
Okay, so we're on the last field. So now what I'm going to do is hit Control Up on my keyboard to bring me back to the top of this screen.
Select. Back button. Family.
Go to the right.
Heading. Done.
And the right again. There's the Done button. When I double tap here, we will hear our story. And I've moved this a little bit closer to the microphone.
Done. Alert. Tango. Yankee. Uniform. Uniform. India.
So I don't know exactly what happened there, but I got it figured out. When you click on done, it asks you, are you sure you won't be able to edit your Mad Lib anymore after this? And you say yes. And now we're in our Mad Lib, so let's read it. It pauses at where we filled in, so I will show you what I mean as I swipe right to read the story. So the first thing.
Select Back button.
Is the back button, and that is where we go to select a new Mad Lib when we're done reading this one.
Family reunion. Heading.
That's the name of it.
Share. Button.
You can share it on Facebook or Twitter.
Dear Diary.
This is the beginning.
Today was the annual. Smith.
Okay, so that's the last name we put in.
Family reunion. My parents let me bring to me. It was so fun. We packed the car at noon and set off. My cousins live in Chicago.
Okay, I was supposed to be Chicago.
To me. Family to it was so fun. We packed the car at noon and set off. Chicago.
Okay, Chicago.
So the trip wasn't too bad. When we arrived, I was greeted by my cousin, Daniel.
Okay.
He is 856.
Oh my goodness.
Years old. He's always been nice to me, but between you and me, I think he's...
Oh my gosh, 856 years old, okay.
Cold.
I think, between you and me, I think he's cold. Okay, there's our adjectives.
And a bit weird.
And a bit weird. Poor Daniel.
Period. Once everyone else got there, we ate my aunt, Abby.
My aunt Abby's...
His signature dish. Pasta.
Ooh, pasta.
I love it, but Toomey got sick.
Aww.
After we ate, it was time for the annual Smith Games. This year, we did skeleton.
I don't even know what skeleton is, the Olympic event, but it was randomly picked when I rolled the dice, so whatever.
Comma. Curling. And ice hockey. I won. Skeleton. And got second in curling. Period. I can't wait until next year. I can't wait until next year.
Okay, that's the end. So there you have it, folks. A little demonstration of the Looney Libs app. I absolutely love this app. It is hilarious. I only downloaded and started using it last night, and I'm already pretty much... I'm gonna get through all of these. Let's just say that. And I'm really sorry that it kept pausing when I kept on having to swipe right. If you want to view the whole story without it pausing, you would go into the view completed section after you'd already completed it, and it should read it to you without pausing. Okay, so this was my favorite podcast by far. poor Daniel. He's a 856-year-old cousin, but I had it pick a random number, so, yeah. I don't know anyone who's ever lived to be that old, except in the Bible. But anyway, now you've seen how VoiceOver kind of navigates through this app, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast and will enjoy the app, too, if you download it. If you have any questions about this app or requests for future podcasts, you may email me at gabbyabby96@charter.net. That's gabbyabby96@charter.net. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy your Looney Libs.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.